Today's mailbag comes to us from Kim. I started listening to Lisa's podcast about 18 months ago. From the start, I found her enthusiasm and support so encouraging and began the mindset shift she talks about, as well as a few practical changes in my home. From there, I joined the Facebook group and found a community of supportive women also traveling the path from overwhelmed to organized at various stages in the journey. This group inspires each other with words as well as great ideas, and Lisa also gives helpful feedback or encouragement on posts. Lisa also has done a couple of really cool free mini courses through Facebook Live videos and emails, such as the Back to School Blitz and the Holiday Blitz. These helped me going through some big transition times in the year. Then I took the big step of joining the 100-Day Organization Program. This has been life-changing for me. The small daily steps are manageable, and you can go as big or as small as you like. It does not matter how far you go, because guess what? With a lifetime membership, you will always get another go at it. I am noticing that with some family health issues this year, I have missed some days, but because I knew it would come around again, I was not stressed by it. I have also noticed that as I change one area, I get new ideas when I use that area for what I want to do next time. Even though there are so many people in the group, Lisa responds to you as an individual and supports you in whatever stage you are in. She has such a heart for people. This shows in her courses, her communication with the group and individuals, and also in her charity work that she does. I am so grateful that I found her, and I pray that she will be blessed in all she does. Thank you so much, Kim. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Do you feel the frantic hecticness of May? I have said many times that I divide my year into three trimesters, and each one starts out organized and planned and ends in a chaotic whirlwind. Welcome to the chaotic whirlwind of May. Are you feeling it? You may even be saying, oh, I hope Lisa doesn't give me a to-do list on this podcast, because if I have one more thing added to my list right now, I am going to lose it. I know exactly where you are, and what I want to do is I want to help you today really focus in on what is important, what is urgent, and what can wait, and let's eliminate some of the to-dos on your list, and the ones that are left, let's really batch them together and knock them out. So if you're listening to this real time, it is the middle of May, and in 10 days is Labor Day weekend, or I guess 1 week is Labor Day weekend, so 7 days from now. And so we're going to do a little bit of pre-work this weekend, because if you're anything like me, I get a ton of stuff done Memorial Day weekend. So Memorial Day weekend, yes, we have my mother-in-law over for dinner, but other than that, we pretty much hang out outside, do yard work if the weather cooperates, you know, have a picnic. But we get a lot of work done on Memorial Day weekend because we have that extra day, and it's just the right time of year, especially here in Ohio. Also during that weekend, we tackle a lot of household tasks and we knock a lot of things off of our list together, Greg and I. I would say it's kind of weird. If it's a holiday where you fly the flag, we get a lot of stuff done around the house. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day weekend, we get a ton of stuff done around the house. Otherwise, Greg and I both work on household projects, but we don't have that same energy where we come together to work on yard projects like we do for Memorial Day. And recently, a couple of weeks ago, I just had so many items in my Sunday basket that were what I call administrative forms that needed to be filled out, things that needed to be scanned and emailed, people that needed to be called, doctor's appointments that needed to be attended or scheduled, or all of those things that, when do you really do them? Like when you're going through your Sunday basket, you can't really do them on Sunday because nobody is open. You can't make those phone calls. You can't attend those things. And you get to the point where you have a critical mass amount of administrative or errands to do, where you have to do what I'm going to talk to you about today, which is to mark off an administrative and or an errand day. They are different, and I'll tell you how they're different. So an errand day involves a bunch of places that you need to go and drop things off, pick things up, you know, check on things. You are physically in your car going from place to place to place. An administrative day, you're pretty much going to sit in front of your computer with your phone and your checkbook and, you know, your Sunday basket, and you're just going to plow through things that cannot be done on Sunday, like booking appointments, researching and checking things, and especially making phone calls. And frankly, we don't always get through everything in the Sunday basket on Sunday. I'm sorry, if this is the first time you're listening to the Organized 365 podcast, I have this thing called the Sunday basket. And this is where we defer all of our decisions, all of our ideas, all of our mail, all of our kitchen counter paper, all the forms we have to fill out, all of our to-dos into a pretty box that we leave on the kitchen counter. And then on Sunday, we empty that out and open the mail and we divide them into these slash pocket system that I have. And we systematically go through that system every single Sunday. It takes about 90 minutes to 2 hours. I know it's a long time, but it saves us like 4 to 5 hours during the week. Like if you were to open the mail every day and fill out forms and do everything every day as it came in, it would take you probably an hour a day. You don't realize it, but that's how long it takes when you add it all together. Whereas if we defer it to Sunday, it just goes much smoother, much quicker, and we could start to batch that task. And that works awesome until we get to the end of one of these three seasons. So we get to the end of this season. Right now it's May. You may be listening to this in August or December. Those are the other crazy months. And I happen to do this every May, August, and December. I just didn't realize I didn't till I did it last week. So this is what I do. I go through my Sunday basket on Sunday. I do everything we normally do, pay all the bills, update my calendar, get everything done. And then normally on Sunday, I plow through as many to-dos as I can. Plan our daughter's homeschool, pay any of our online bills, order everything on Amazon that I can, even anything I can schedule online, appointments I can schedule online. I schedule them, reply to emails. I do all that stuff. But you'll hit a time, a couple of times a year, where you just have this exorbitant list of stuff that either you run out of time to do on Sunday, or it just would be easier if you did it during a work day. Now, some of you work 9 to 5 for somebody else. I'm just going to tell you, it's worth it to take a vacation day to do this. When you have so many hanging chads, is what I like to call them, or tasks that you don't have finished that are just weighing on you, and you could take one day off of work, even if you have to take a vacation day to do it, and you get through this whole entire list, like it is so worth it because all of those little things that are nagging on you are gone. Now you can make an errand list, which is when you have to be gone and return library books and drop off the dry cleaning and make this return and purchase this thing, that kind of a list. Or you can make it an administrative task list where you're mostly going to be sitting at home in front of your computer with your phone. Or you can combine the two. For me, I can work longer at home on my computer than I can out running errands in my car. I hit a wall, so to speak, when I'm out running errands. So these are the two things we're going to look at: administrative tasks that we never seem to get to, and errands that for whatever reason we're not getting to. Now, I want you to, this time, this is not how we normally do the Sunday basket, this is different. This time, this Sunday, the weekend before Memorial Day weekend, when you go through your Sunday basket, instead of putting everything that can wait until next Sunday in the Sunday basket, I want you to keep out in front of you in a pile all of your index cards and pieces of paper and things that need to be done that you have repeatedly put back in the Sunday basket. It can wait, it can wait, it can wait. You remember the last couple of podcasts, we've talked about eliminating slash pockets altogether, about this is the time of year where you're going to change out the kind of slash pockets that are in your Sunday basket. That's 3.0. We also talked about decluttering obligations out of your Sunday basket and off of your calendar. We're going to follow along that. Again, we're in our third iteration of the Sunday basket, where we're going to now look at everything else that's in the Sunday basket. It's not a huge obligation that you have to decide whether you want to keep or go. These are little things, like you still have your mother-in-law's casserole dish, or you really need to get those shorts hemmed before, you know, it gets too hot and you want to start wearing them. All those little things that have been in your Sunday basket for a while or are weighing on you and you just want to get them checked off the list. I want you to grab two legal pads. I love legal pads. If you don't have legal pads, you can grab any kind of paper. It's fine. But I have literally like, I literally have like 30 legal pads in the drawer next to me, all different sizes. For this one, we want to grab the regular, larger legal pad size. Okay, so we have two legal pads in front of us. And I want you, as you go through your Sunday basket, to write down at the top of one legal pad will say errands, and the top of the other one will say administrative tasks. And I want you to go through everything in your Sunday basket. And if it can go on one of these two lists, I want you to write it down. Like for administrative, change password for my online banking, call and make deposit for school tuition for next year, make sure they have enough lunch money in their account for the rest of the year, buy end of the year teacher gift, you know, all those things. So by end of the year teacher gift, actually we go over on errands. So you could see how you're, as you're going through your brain dump list, and you can brain dump, it may not even be in your Sunday basket. You may be like, oh yeah, we need to get propane for the grill. And I forgot I need to get grass seed for the side of the house, or I need to get Miracle-Gro because I just planted impatience, or I need to buy impatience. So whatever is in your mind and in your Sunday basket, I want you to make the biggest, longest list you possibly can. Next, I want you to look at that list. And the first thing you're going to do is cross off some things that you don't want to do. Like you may have been like, okay, I'm thinking of this, so I'm going to write it on the list. And as soon as you wrote it down, you're like, I don't really want to do that. Or I don't really want to spend my money that way. Cross it off. Like cross 10 things off of each list. Do you really have to change the password now? Do you really have to buy a teacher gift? Or can you go in on somebody else? Could you just buy it online instead of buying it out at a store? Could you make something? You know, what can you cross off the list? Once you have your two lists, then I want you to grab a pencil, and you're going to use a pencil so that you can erase it. You may have written your whole list in pencil, that's fine. But at this point, if you haven't, I want you to grab a pencil. And the next thing I want you to do is go down that legal pad, and next to every single thing that you wrote down, I want you to write down how long will it take. So I need to change the password. That's going to take 5 minutes. I need to send an email to so-and-so. That's going to take 20 minutes. I need to, over on the errand list, I need to drop off my shorts to be hemmed. That's going to take 15 minutes. I need to return my dish to my mother-in-law. That's going to take 15 minutes. I need to return this thing to Meijer. That's going to take 15 minutes. And write down how long you think every single task is going to take. Then grab your calculator if you need to and add up all of that time. How long does all of that take for you to do the entire list? So my administrative list that I had the other day was going to take 5 hours. So I made my list, I wrote the numbers next to each thing, and I totaled it up at the bottom. This does a couple of things. Number one, I took a day off of work and used it as an administrative day. I mean, I was available for emails or any conference calls we already had scheduled for work. They didn't know I took the day off, but I did take the day off because anytime I wasn't on a call with them, I was going through this list, and 90% of what was on my administrative list was stuff related to Abby's health, Abby's homeschool, our house. We had to get the mower blade fixed, like all this kind of stuff that somebody had to do during the week from home. That's what I was doing. So I worked from home a couple of hours, and the majority of the day I was doing my administrative task list. And I had added up that that was going to take 5 hours. So I knew I'd be able to do that and the couple hours that I had of appointments scheduled. For an errand list, same thing, you're going to put how long each of those tasks take. Now you know what is on your to-do list and how long it's going to take. You have to decide, is it worth it to take a day off of work to do this, A? B, do these things really have to be done? Because sometimes when we realize it's going to take us time and money, we're like, you know what? We're not planting flowers this week, or I'm just not going to wear these shorts anymore, and I'm going to go with, I have a couple dresses that work, and I'm not even going to get these shorts hemmed. I just don't have the time, money, or inclination to do it right now. Be really ruthless with yourself. Just because you can do it and you remember to do it doesn't mean you should do it. But there are times where this stuff kind of builds up and you're like, you know what? I have just got to take a day and I've got to knock this out. The next step is to block off this time on your calendar. Let's say that each list is 5 hours long. So you're going to block off 5 hours for errands and you're going to block 5 hours off for administrative. You could do those on the same day if you want. You could do them on different days, however you want to do it. You could do one now, one later. Remember, you do have Memorial Day weekend coming up. So you may find out that you want to do the errands on next weekend, but you're going to do the administrative stuff this week before we get to Memorial Day weekend. Next is prioritizing the list. This is super important. You can take the same list of, let's say there are 20 items on that list, and I will tell you the order in which you put those 20 items on your list, even though you've already said how long each one is going to take, the order in which you put them on the list will tell you if you actually get them done in 5 hours or not. So let's start with the errand list because that one is more concrete and easier for me. When the kids were little, I did errand day about every other week. I would do it on Wednesday. We would start at 9 a.m. I would put the kids in the car and I made my list of errands in order from the one that was farthest away from the house to the one that was closest to the house. So let's say I had to go 40 minutes away for something. I would drive all the way out 40 minutes away while they watched a little TV show in the car. I had one of those DVD players. We would go to that errand, and then every errand after that would be moving us closer to home. So we did that errand, and I ordered my errands in order to make it all the way back home. That way, if we had a diaper blowout, or the kids literally lost their mind, or I just got way too tired to finish the list, I could come home and I might have 3 or 4 or 5 or 8 things still left on the list, but everything that was left on the list was usually within 5 miles of my house. So I could do those the next morning or later that night after Greg got home. And it wasn't like I had to drive 45 minutes out and 45 minutes back just to do a quick errand. So by routing my errands in that order where I drove the farthest out and then I worked my way back, I secured that those errands would get done no matter what. Along the lines, at that time, my kids were really little, how I also did errand day was we would go all the way out, they'd watch a TV show, then we did a couple errands, they like getting out, they're extroverts, they were fine with that, and then they would start to lose steam around 11. So what would I get? A Happy Meal. Yes, they got a Happy Meal with a toy. So they would get a little snack, we'd put on a different video, that would buy me another hour. And then maybe the next thing we went to like was Meijer or something like that, and they could have a cookie or they could pick something out. So I was strategically placing my errands on my way back home, but also with little treats along the way that would extend the amount of time that Abby and Joey and I could do these errands. Now it's funny because when the kids were really little, my sister stopped by from out of town and I was like, we're gonna do errand day. She's like, all right, fine. So she had no idea. This is how I did errand day. I put her in the passenger seat and I was off to the races. This was great. I had somebody helping me. So I'm all the way out, you know, I drive the 45 minutes out for the first one. And she's probably thinking like any normal person would, you know, we've got 3, maybe 5 errands to do. No, I had like 20 errands. I had my little pencil mark numbers of how long each one was going to take. And I added in driving hour. And I knew we were going to be in the car for 5 hours. She thought we were going to be in the car for like 1. So like when we're at hour number 3 and she's getting a Happy Meal, she's like, how many more errands are on this list? I was like, forget it. We'll just go home. So we went home. And I did a couple of hours the next day, but she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you do this. So you may be thinking, this sounds like a root canal, Lisa. Like, I would never want to do this. This is how people who like to get all the laundry done in one day think. If you think like this, you're thinking like me. If you like to do a little bit of laundry every day, you're like, oh my gosh, no way. I could never do this. But this is how I do it. Okay, so that's a little concrete. You could see how that's going to work. You've got your checklist. I literally just bring my legal pad with me and I cross things off. One way that will make this faster, and Greg did this for me last December. Oh, it was glorious. He said, what do we have left on our list for just everything related to the holidays? This was like the first week in December. And I said, we've got to get like this gift certificate and that food and return this thing. He goes, how about I just drive you? I was like, oh, yes. So he literally was Jeeves, and he drove me around like a chauffeur, although I sat in the front. And he would drop me off, and I'd run in, and I'd come back up, and he'd pick me up, and we'd go to the next. So I didn't have to do any parking. Oh, my gosh, that probably saved us an hour. And the other thing I will tell you about errands that always, always, always works is start early in the morning. Like, even if you're not a morning person, even if you start at 10 o'clock, that's considered early. The other Saturday, I was up at like 7:30 and I was organizing stuff, and I decided to go to the store at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. It was Easter weekend. There's like nobody there. You could park right up front. I went through the whole store. It was fabulous. You walk right out of the checkout. So go early. If you go within the hour of most things opening, most people aren't there. So that is going to cut the amount of time that you're in the store by half, because you just never, you don't have to wait. You don't have to park farther away. So do your errand day earlier in the morning. I also, when I was doing errands that were all within 2 to 3 miles of my house, I would then order my errands based on when the store opened versus on where they were from my house, so that I would keep hitting the stores as they opened. I would be the first person to walk in, first person to walk out, literally cut my errand time in half. Okay, now for your administrative day, this one is a little bit different. For your administrative day, you want to be thinking about who you're calling and how long, so to speak, you're going to be waiting in line virtually, or how long the tasks that you're going to do are going to take to process. So for example, on my errand day, one of the things I've been trying to do for like a month is to upload the Declutter Madness Facebook and Instagram lives that I did. You know, Instagram Live only lasts for 24 hours. Well, I saved the videos and I wanted to upload those into Instagram TV, which I did. You can go and you can find those now. How to Organize Your Bedroom for Declutter Madness is now on Instagram TV. So this was the very first thing I had at the top of my list for my administrative day, because video work just takes so long. Editing video, which I was not doing, but just even uploading the little picture that I put at the front that's like a title page, that takes time. Plus, I have to do Instagram on my phone. I'm usually doing other things on my phone and the Wi-Fi connection, you know what I mean. It takes a while to upload video. So that was the first thing on my administrative day. I started that task. As the videos were uploading, I went to the second task. So while that one was processing, I went to the second task, which was, I think, going through email. I went back to the video and I had downloaded all of my videos with the little covers on them. And I realized when I went to upload them to Instagram TV, your video has to be under 10 minutes. Well, hello. Some of those videos were almost 30 minutes long when I did them live. So now I had to go into another photo editing software. I did not anticipate this in my penciled in numbers, mind you. And I had to divide those out and then upload them. It took me longer than I thought it would in order to do that video thing. I think I put 40 minutes down and it took me almost an hour and a half. So then as I was realizing that that was going to take longer, and I know you're thinking, how long do these pencil numbers, you just get better at estimating your pencil numbers, but I'm pretty good at estimating mine. And I realized I just shot myself in the foot because this one was going to take twice as long. So I went through my list and I realized that another one that was kind of long and was very, do this, and wait for machines to process was, we are redoing our wills and trusts and power of attorney and looking at guardianship and all those kind of things. And so we have found a new lawyer. And one of the things that she wanted was our wills and trusts and all that, which I have because I did my financial binder. But they're thick. Like if you have them, you know, they're like these thick documents. And I'm like, she's going to want copies. And I really should scan these anyway. I have like nothing scanned. So I'm like, I should scan these. Well, we had a will. Greg has a will. I have a will. Greg has a trust. I have a trust. Greg has a power of healthcare. I have a power of healthcare. Greg has a power of attorney. I have a power of attorney. And we both have living wills. I think that is. We both had 5 documents. So I had to go over to my scanner, scan it, wait for it to come through, rename it, save it, staple it, go to the next one. So I would do that. Then I would check my Instagram video, upload the next one, get that one processing, go back to the wills, scan it, rename it, staple it. You could see what I'm saying here. You're probably like, we don't need to know how you spent every minute of your day, Lisa. But when you have 2 tasks that are going to take a significant amount of time, but are both administrative, I was doing task switching. It is best to just do one task all the way through. It will be faster. But in this case, I had to wait for these longer documents to actually scan, process, get saved, and move on to the next one. And I had to wait for these videos to download, upload, render, and then move to the next one. So if I was only doing one task, I literally would have been sitting here. So I made my brain switch from one to the other. And in 1 hour, I got the rest of both of those projects done. Now, in your administrative day, you also want to rank order the tasks that you do because either the unexpected things will happen or you will run out of time. And you don't want to run out of time for the projects that are most important to get done on your administrative day. So for me, this is how I rank order things on my administrative day. Number one, I always start with big, important, long projects like that video and the scanning of all our wills, trusts, blah, 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 blah. Those were things that had been delayed long enough and I really needed them done and they were really important and they were going to take time and I was not happy they were going to take time, but at least once they were done, they would be done permanently. So I was happy to get those done. The second things on my list were things that were more important and I definitely could only do on Monday. Like if I didn't get through this list, I wouldn't be able to finish it on Sunday. So any phone calls that had to be made, any scheduling, any of those things that had to be done during business hours, that was my second triage tasks. And then the third one was anything else that was left on that list. Okay, as you're going through your administrative day, you're crossing out things and you should have rank ordered those the night before, like gone through your list and put 1 through 10 and then the best thing to do is to plan this all the night before or a couple days before. So when you sit down for administrative day or you're ready to run your errands, you literally just follow the plan you already made for yourself. The plan that you made the night before, the day before, the week before, you thought through all of the scenarios. You thought through how far apart it was going to be, when you were going to start, where you were going to go, what was most important. You puzzled through all that and you put together a plan for yourself. So when you sit down to do your plan that day, here's what's going to happen. You're going to second guess your own plan. You're saying, I know I thought that was important, but I think this one might be important or this one's going to be easier. So I'm going to start with this and then I'm going to tackle that harder one. And I want you to just notice that you say that to yourself. And then if possible, override yourself and say, nope, the boss said I got to do it in this order. And the boss is your more clear-headed self who made a better plan in the past. I want you to just go through the list in order that you had it. Now, of course, you could change your mind if you want to, but as soon as you start changing your mind, you're going to move back into deciding and planning mode and not action mode. And if you just stay in action mode of like, okay, do the next, on this administrative day, I actually got done some really big tasks that weren't even on that list because I got done and I looked at what else has been on my list that I haven't done that I've wanted to do. And I was like, just do it. And then you can be done for the day, Lisa. And I knocked off some really big tasks that are important, but not urgent. All right, so that is how I do my admin and my administrative days. I used to, when my kids were younger, I had an errand day twice a month. I usually had an administrative day once a month. That's how I did it. Now I have an errand or administrative day maybe once every 6 weeks. I don't do it very often. Of course, we can order a lot of stuff online. We couldn't when my kids were little. I also have, a college kid off driving and another kid driving who happily will run errands for me. So there are a lot of things that I don't have to do anymore that I used to have to do in the past. The one other thing I will tell you about administrative day that I knew there was something I was forgetting. When you have to call someone like your cable company, your phone company, somewhere where you're going to end up waiting on hold, that's another great one. Like when I was doing my videos, I was using my phone, so I couldn't call anybody, but that would have been a great one to call that company, get on hold, wait for the representative while I was scanning the documents for the lawyer, or while I'm also reconciling my checkbook. Yes, I still do that. Or while I am coordinating airplane tickets for our trip to the beach or whatever. I could have been doing two of those simultaneously. And then when I got to an operator or someone who could help me on the phone, then I focus fully on that task until it's done and go back and complete the other task that I was working on while I was waiting for the operator on the phone. All right, go through your Sunday basket, do a big old brain dump, make a list of everything that you want to get done right now. Get prepared so that you can have an awesome, productive Memorial Day and also enjoy your family. Don't worry, it's going to settle down a little bit. Summer is coming. It's almost June.